She got dirt, and she's ready to go.
Hey, Jenny, don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7, Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
Hi, Michi.
What up, what up?
What's happening?
So I was just in my car when I actually saw this clip. So Oprah Winfrey, she teared up as she was talking about Gayle King. I guess she's getting death threats now over this Kobe Bryant question.
Yes.
So Gayle King is facing death threats over asking Lisa Leslie, we talked about this yesterday, she asked her about the Kobe Bryant 2003 rape case.
Mm.
And Oprah Winfrey was appearing on Hoda and Jenna and Friends, where she began to cry because she said that her best friend is getting these
death threats.
Is receiving
death threats, right.
And now she has to walk with security because she feels like she's being attacked. And she also said, and you know, Bill Cosby's out there tweeting in jail.
Again, how do people tweet in jail or create music? I'm just, yeah. I get confused by these
it's
things.
Crazy. Yeah. Technology.
Yeah.
And she just feels like Gayle King was, you know, put in a really terrible position. She says that in the context of the interview, everything seemed fine, including Lisa Leslie. And it was just the network putting out that clip.
They sensationalized
yeah.
it.
And that's
so people will watch on Tuesday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So she feels like everything shall pass and everything will be okay.
It will.
But she says she hasn't slept in like 2 days.
Yeah, and, you know, she actually went on and made a public plea,
mm-hmm.
Gayle King, and tried to, you know, explain that that was just a small portion of what they talked about in this interview about Kobe, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I saw last night, you know, because I follow Snoop,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, Snoop's been going at Gayle King, like, brutally going at
yeah.
Gayle King.
Yeah.
And he's been saying some really mean things. Like, he said, F you and Gayle,
mm-hmm.
about, you know, to Oprah Winfrey. Free Bill Cosby.
Mm-hmm.
So Bill Cosby, who's currently serving 3 to 10 years in prison after being convicted of drugging and sexually assaulting a former Temple University employee, Andrea Constand, at his home in 2004, he heard about Snoop's outrage and decided to thank him. So this is what he said. At Snoop Dogg, when they brought me to my gated community and placed me inside of my penthouse, they didn't win, nor did they silence me.
Mm-hmm.
It's so sad and disappointing that successful black women are being used to tarnish the image and legacy of successful black men, even in death. Then in a separate tweet, Bill Cosby said, are these people that in need of fame, ratings, or money? On behalf of myself, Camille, and my family, thank you, thank you, thank you. My heartfelt prayers are with Kobe and his family, as well with Michael Jackson and his family. May their legacies live on forever. And then Snoop was like, thanks, Bill. And yo, so he like thanked him for
yeah.
thanking him.
Mm-hmm.
And you can check out those tweets at 937.com. But can I tell you, like, when I saw Snoop, like, thank Bill Cosby,
yep.
I was like, ew. Like, really? Like, I mean, and so people were underneath. There was comments underneath that, you
yeah.
know,
yep.
where people were like, okay, so I'm second-guessing the situation. So maybe some folks were, like, riding with Snoop on the
yeah.
whole Gayle King thing.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as, like, he's now communicating with Bill Cosby,
yep.
there are folks that are there like, yeah, so Snoop, you might want to, you know, second-guess this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a little weird.
Internet is a dangerous place, man.
Well, yeah.
It's a dangerous place.
Yeah, I mean, you know, honestly, I've been through all
yes.
of that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I know how that is,
yeah.
you know? So it's like for, you know, because if you are in an interview, you are expected to ask certain questions.
Mm-hmm.
And so Gayle King, she asked that question.
Yep.
Because if she didn't ask the question, people would say, well, why didn't you ask about that?
Yeah.
And yeah, it feels really super disrespectful to ask a question once in a while. It does,
mm-hmm.
you know? But these are things that came up after this man passed, which, again, I said yesterday, why did they even come up?
Right.
Everybody forgot about it.
Right.
And that, to me, is not Kobe Bryant's legacy.
Right.
But
absolutely.
If she hadn't asked the question, then the network might have been like, why didn't you ask it?
Yeah.
Because she has a responsibility to
yep.
her network to do thorough journalism.
Yeah.
So we'll watch the interview on Tuesday and we'll see what happens.
It's crazy.
In the meantime, hopefully everybody calms down a little bit, including Snoop. It's at 937.